1982 starts with an Air Florida Boeing 737 crashing into Washington's 14th Street Bridge and then plunging into the icy Potomac River. Visibility was virtually zero at the time of the accident.
The plane was coming in. All I saw was the plane hit the bridge and four or five cars go in the water with the plane.
And what did you do immediately?
Cried.
The largest legal case in Australia is back in the news with Michael and Lindy Chamberlain to face murder over their baby Azaria in the Northern Territory of Australia. A judge has quashed the findings of the first inquest and a second inquiry leads to charges of murder being laid again. March sees the death of Hollywood film star John Belushi. Belushi, who was well known for the Blues Brothers, Animal House and Saturday Night Live, dies of a drug overdose. Australia sees the launch of its XPT express passenger train service. And the Sydney Harbour Bridge sees its 50th birthday through by closing down the bridge to traffic and allowing pedestrians to walk across the bridge. The first time since its opening.
Well, I walked across here when it was opened, when I was a boy of eight, and I come down here for the 50th anniversary.
As many people here as there were in 1932?
Oh, I think there'll be more here today.
In the Falklands, Argentine troops capture South Georgia. War begins and the Argentines use French-made Exocet missiles to damage the British warships. After nearly 12 weeks of conflict, the Argentines surrender, signalling the end of the Falklands War. Back in England, Prince Charles and Princess Di announce the birth of their son, Prince William.
Is he the prettiest baby in the world?
Well, he's not bad.
Been singing, well done, Charlie, let's have another one.
Really?
On the programme of events.
Bloody hell, give us a chance. You ask my wife, I don't think she'd be too pleased just yet.
Have you thought of a name yet?
No, we thought of one or two.
Is it a bit
of an argument about it.
June sees a tragic death of Vic Morrow and two children who were filming a scene for Steven Spielberg's The Twilight Zone. They were killed when a helicopter crashed upon them, killing them instantly. John Landis was co-producer at the time of the film and was to be acquitted in court later. The Reverend Sun Myung Moon, leader of the Unification Church, holds a mass wedding ceremony at Madison Square Gardens in New York. 2,075 couples are wed. Just over 2 weeks later, Reverend Sun Myung Moon is sentenced to prison for 18 months on charges of tax fraud and obstructing justice. The 29th of October 1982 sees the date that Lindy and Michael Chamberlain had been waiting for over the allegations of murdering their daughter, Azaria. But it was not what they had been expecting.
The public gallery in the court was packed to capacity, with people who'd queued outside for hours, and the two rows allotted to the media were jammed. A shocked silence fell over the court as the foreman announced a verdict of guilty for both Lindy and Michael Chamberlain. The court, as one, seemed to take a deep breath. Michael Chamberlain hung his head and shook it, a pained expression crossing his face, and Lindy Chamberlain looked across at their counsel. Again, the attention focused on the accused as they stood, held hands, and walked out of the dock.
Hollywood sees the death this year of film legend Henry Fonda, best known for his films On Golden Pond, The Grapes of Wrath, and 12 Angry Men. Ingrid Bergman also dies in this year. She was known for films such as Anastasia, Murder on the Orient Express, and of course the classic film Casablanca.
Play it once, Sam, for all time's sake.
I don't know what you mean, Miss Elsa.
Play it, Sam. Play as time goes by.
Oh, I can't remember it, Miss Elsa. I'm a little rusty on it.
I'll hum it for you.
Further losses to the film industry is British comedian Marty Feldman, known for his bulging eyes, and also British film star Kenneth Moore, pass away. Around the world, people mourn for the death of Grace Kelly. Known as Princess Grace of Monaco, she dies in a car accident. She'll be remembered for her movies with Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra in High Society and her role in Alfred Hitchcock movies, Dial M for Murder and Rear Window. Back in the UK, the hull of the Mary Rose, Henry VIII's flagship, is raised to the surface more than 440 years after she was wrecked in the Solent. November sees the Soviet leader, Leonid Brezhnev, dying in Moscow at the age of 78. He is to be succeeded by Yuri Andropov. In Australia, to curb the rise in drink driving, random breath testing is introduced into New South Wales, and the first case of AIDS is diagnosed in Sydney. These were the highlights that formed the year 1982.